The 82nd would go to the north shoulder of the penetration, near Saint-Vit. The 101st would go to Bastogne. The trucks carrying Easy stopped a few kilometers outside Bastogne. The men jumped out. A tailgate jump, they called it. Relieved themselves, stretched, grumbled, and formed up into columns for the march into Bastogne. They could hear a firefight going on. "Here we go again," said Private Freeman. The columns marched on both sides of the road toward the front. Down the middle of the road came the defeated American troops, fleeing the front in disarray, mob-like. Many had thrown away their rifles, their coats, all encumbrances. Some were in a panic, staggering, exhausted, shouting, "Run, run, they'll murder you, they'll kill you. They've got everything, tanks, machine guns, air power, everything." "They were just babbling," Winters recalled. "It was pathetic. We felt ashamed." As Easy and the other companies in 2nd Battalion marched into Bastogne and out again, residents had hot coffee for them, but not much else. Uppermost in every man's mind was ammunition. "Where's the ammo? We can't fight without ammo." The retreating horde supplied some. "Got any ammo?" the paratroopers would ask those who were not victims of total panic. "Sure, buddy. Glad to let you have it." Gordon noted sardonically that by giving away their ammo, the retreating men relieved themselves of any further obligation to stand and fight. Still, Easy marched toward the sound of battle without sufficient ammunition. Outside Bastogne, headed northeast, the sound of the artillery fire increased. Soon it was punctuated by small arms fire. "Where the hell's the ammo?" 2nd Lieutenant George C. Rice, S-4 of Team Des Aubries of Combat Command B, 10th Armored Division, which had fallen back under heavy pressure from Noville through Foy, learned of the shortage. He jumped in his jeep and drove to Foy, where he loaded the vehicle with cases of hand grenades and M1 ammunition, turned around and met the column coming out of Bastogne. He passed out the stuff as the troopers marched by, realized the need was much greater, returned to the supply dump at Foy, found a truck, overloaded it and the jeep with weapons and ammunition, drove back to the oncoming column, and had his men throw it out by the handfuls. Officers and men scrambled on hands and knees for the clips of M1 ammo. The firefight noise, coupled with the panic in the faces of the retreating American troops, made it clear that they were going to need every bullet they could get. Lieutenant Rice kept it coming until every man had all he could carry. As Easy moved toward Foy, the sounds of the battle became intense. The 1st Battalion of the 506th was up ahead in Noville, involved in a furious fight, taking a beating.